Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
McDonald's as a marker for the middle class. Sociologist Eddie Murphy.
I have one of those mothers, you know, no matter what you want, she has the ingredients at home. You say, Mom, I want to stop and get some McDonald's. She go, I got hamburger meat at home. Hamburger is a hamburger. As you make it and put it in the middle of square Wonder Bread. And your mother say, now go on outside and play. And the other kids got McDonald's.
Fast food, big cars, backyards, the symbols of success for various groups in America tell the story of the pathways into and out of the middle class. If the middle class is a state of mind, can anyone still join? A real sociologist answers the question for us on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Is it no new cues in the American middle class? We'll take a look at paths in and out of the middle class during and before this recession. It's Wednesday, September 29th. Celeste Headlee is out. I'm joined once again by Todd Zwillick in Washington. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John. It's good to be with you. Let's get a check on the morning's top news. Security fears in Europe may be connected to stepped-up U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan. Multiple reports this morning say terrorists based in Pakistan were in the planning stages of simultaneous Mumbai-style attacks in Germany, France, and Britain. French officials particularly have been on edge recently, evacuating the Eiffel Tower yesterday for the second time in 2 weeks.
Joining us now is BBC correspondent Johnny Hogg in London. We're getting reports that there are connections between things going on in Europe and going on the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan. What do you know at this point, Johnny?
Well, it seems that both sides of the Atlantic security forces have been tracking, intelligence services have been tracking this plan in its sort of early stages. What appears to be the link with the drone attacks is the fact that the plan seems to have come from the tribal areas of Pakistan, and according to security sources, the drone attacks have been linked to trying to knock out those who were aiming to carry out these attacks in the three European cities. Details are very sketchy. What appears to be the case is that the planning process had got beyond the aspirational and steps were being taken to try to carry out this style of attack. And I think from talking to analysts, it seems that Al-Qaeda, the core network that may still exist in those tribal areas, may have been at least the inspiration for the attack, and perhaps the hope was that it would shake the resolve of European countries who are involved in the war in Afghanistan.
Johnny Hogg, we're apparently not talking about planes being flown into buildings. Remind us of what the Mumbai-style attacks signify.
Well, the idea, I think, would have been to have small groups of highly trained commandos hitting targets in all three of the countries simultaneously, trying to do damage to civilians. Now, in Mumbai, the attack was extraordinarily effective, 166 people killed, with two hotels effectively put under siege. So I think the idea would have been to try and do something similar to that, obviously with the added benefits that you wouldn't have to deal with the increased security that we find around air travel and other kind of major travel bases like this. It could be small, direct, and for the terrorist point of view, possibly quite effective.
Well, that's what they're watching all over Europe and here in the United States and along the Afghan-Pakistan border. Johnny Hogg in London, thanks so much for that. Moving to the U.S. now, politics. President Obama trying to fire up Democrats during a four-state campaign swing.
If everybody who fought for change in 2008 shows up to vote in 2010, we will win.
That is certainly true. Speaking in Wisconsin, the president said being apathetic in November could cost Democrats the Congress. He heads to Iowa and Virginia today for more political stumping, although the White House is saying it's not a political trip. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down this morning. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 10,858, 1,194 for the S&P, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,379. Coming up, toys. Lawyers have scared companies from calling their products toys. I kid you not. Louise Story has the story. But coming up, no new cues in the American middle class. Who gets in? Who gets out?